With 2 weeks left to go in our spring broadcasting season, we're happy to have you watching. My name is Carl Azus. We're starting with a look at some new guidance and some questions about it when it comes to wearing masks in the United States. Late last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said most Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can now stop wearing masks, whether they're indoors or outdoors, and that they no longer need to keep their distance from each other. One thing to point out here is that this is guidance from the CDC. It's not national law. Many U.S. states did not require wearing masks, whether people were vaccinated or not, but several states that did have mask mandates removed them after the new CDC guidance came out. Until last week, the CDC had advised that even Americans who'd been vaccinated needed to keep masks on when they were indoors or in crowds. The health agency said they still might be carrying the virus. Now, it says the latest evidence indicates it's unlikely that vaccinated people are carrying the virus, so they can be mask-free. Publix, Starbucks, Walmart, and Walt Disney World were among the companies that changed their mask policies following the new guidance. But it created some confusion in some other businesses, which are trying to decide what their policies are for customers and employees returning to work, and in schools, where many students are too young to be eligible for an authorized emergency use vaccine. The CDC says schools should keep mask mandates in place. None of the vaccines has been shown to be 100% effective against coronavirus. There have been a number of breakthrough cases recorded when people who are fully vaccinated still tested positive for the disease. And America's biggest union of registered nurses has spoken out against the CDC's decision, saying it's not based on science, doesn't protect public health, and threatens medical patients and workers across America. The union says it's too soon to relax mask mandates. CDC data shows that new coronavirus cases in the U.S. have dropped dramatically since their peak in January. Experts say this is because of vaccinations and natural immunities in people who've already had the disease.
For the nearly 122 million Americans now fully vaccinated, this weekend came with a mix of relief, in some cases, some questions. With only 37% of the country fully vaccinated, is it too soon to unmask indoors, asks Wilson Hung.
I work in an elementary school where I think I will probably still wear a mask until I feel like it's safe enough to not. Yeah, and you know, it's not just to protect me, but to protect, you know, like the CDC has said, protect the ones around there.
All over the country, Americans like Hung are choosing to keep the mask on even after the CDC announced it's okay to lose it indoors if you're fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and under most circumstances. Some experts maintain it's a personal decision, recommending you look up transmission rates in your community or county if in doubt. If it's high, consider some activities to be risky and keep the mask on. If not, feel free to unmask, like David Harris.
I feel comfortable, but I understand that some people might not feel comfortable. I feel comfortable outdoors, and I think in some settings, indoors might feel more uncomfortable if it's particularly crowded.
At least 19 states lifted mandates for vaccinated people following the CDC's new guidance, others still studying the recommendations before deciding. Businesses face some tough decisions of their own. At grocery chains, Stu Leonard's, mask signs are gone, but not actual masks.
A lot of our customers are still a little uncomfortable walking through the store with no mask. So all of our team members, we have 2,500 team members, they're all required to wear masks right now. We're not going to throw people out of the store if they come in with no mask.
The new challenge will be knowing if those discarding their masks really are fully vaccinated.
President Biden!
The Biden administration maintains Americans will be on an honor system.
I'm also like a little unsure about that because I definitely feel like you're going off of like what people are saying, and like there's no really way to like hold someone accountable to something like that.
At least 7 states have reached the Biden administration's goal to vaccinate 70% of their adult population with at least one shot. New Jersey became the latest this weekend.
10-second trivia. What accounts for the largest share of the cost of building a new house? Interior finishes, foundation, framing, or major systems? Interior finishes like flooring, cabinets, plumbing, and appliances account for more than 25% of a home's construction cost. With the start of the Tokyo Summer Olympics just over 2 months away, new questions are being asked about whether the Games should go on. Japan has recorded 45,000 new positive COVID tests over the past week. That's a fraction of those recorded in the U.S., even accounting for the population difference, but Japan's cases are growing.
Should we have the Games? Yes, we should. Can we have them safely and secure? I believe we can.
4 test events have gone on. Organizers say the Games will go on, but...
We're just about 10 weeks away from the Tokyo Olympics, and a growing chorus of high-profile voices in Japan are raising alarm about the Games, including sponsors, athletes, politicians, and the medical community. Most recently, Toyota, a top Olympic sponsor, said that the company is concerned about the public frustration against hosting the Games in the middle of rising COVID-19 cases in Japan and a strained medical system. This comes after two of Japan's star athletes, tennis players Naomi Osaka and Kei Nishikori, said they're conflicted about whether the Olympics should be held this summer. As we get closer and closer to the Games, the setbacks continue to mount. At least 35 towns in Japan said they are canceling deals to host international athletes, citing COVID-19 concerns. The U.S. track and field team has canceled its pre-Olympic training camp in Japan. The torch relay has been canceled or moved off of public streets in parts of the country. Several test events have been canceled or postponed. On top of all of this, Japan has only fully vaccinated about 1% of its population. Yet amid all of this, the International Olympic Committee continues to reiterate that they are determined to host the Olympic Games as planned. In the most recent virtual press briefing, however, the press briefing was cut short by a protester. And here in Japan, the local polls show that the majority of the Japanese population think that the Games should be canceled this summer. Selena Wang, CNN, Tokyo.
Rating 10 out of 10, when you are doing a live weather report and there's a technical glitch, the best thing you can do is have fun with it. That's what Fox 9 meteorologist Jennifer McDermott recently did. At first, she tried some hand waving, then she broke out a bit of a silly walk, it's almost a robot, and finally, a full conga line of closer and closer up Jennifers hilariously made their way across the shot. It wasn't pre-screened, it was green-screened, and it was a scream to see the way she owned it. When McDermott's report got clouded by a storm of technical trouble, she rained down humor by precipitating a freestyle forecast that was partly glitchy with a 100% chance of awesome. I'm Carl Azus, and that's CNN 10. Hiram High School, shout out to you, our viewers in Hiram, Georgia. We hope you and everyone else will be watching for the next 2 weeks until we break for the summer.